Regional and remote Australia relies heavily on overseas trained doctors, but there are concerns about a shortage in the bush over the next 12 months following ongoing border closures. The Rural Doctors Association says while it will add more pressure to a difficult situation, it's also a warning about the risks of Australia's reliance on international medical graduates. Caroline Winter reports.
The side effects of the coronavirus pandemic will be felt for months and years to come, and one unforeseen effect is the shortage of overseas trained doctors in regional, rural and remote Australia.
It's over 40% of the current rural and remote medical workforce is international medical graduates.
Peter Rutherford is CEO of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia and says the pandemic will have long-lasting effects on their workforce.
I think we'll feel the true effects of that over the next 12 months or so where, you know, we haven't had that flow of doctors coming into the system this year.
She says some doctors returned to their home countries while immigration slowed and travel was limited, all factors which stemmed the flow of overseas trained graduates that they'd usually see in any given year.
A number of those doctors often have to do like a period of hospital supervision or very direct supervision, and it's probably in another year that workforce won't be available to come out through rural communities.
And what will that look like? What sort of impact will that have?
Well, I think it will create additional shortages, and already we've got the challenge of, you know, a maldistribution of the medical workforce. So it will be a big challenge. Hopefully we are able to get incentives and arrangements in place to encourage more Australian graduates to head out on a rural pathway.
And is there anything that the government, or are you having talks at all with the government about this and then the issue that you're worried about for the next 12 months?
We need some significant reform. There's over $1.2 billion spent by the Commonwealth Government on rural medical workforce initiatives. And yet we've still got the challenges, not just because of COVID, but well before COVID. So we do think it's time to look at the programs that are in place. You know, the ones that aren't delivering, scrap them, reinvest that money into new programs or invest more money into programs that are showing good results. So that we actually start to achieve better outcomes for rural communities.
In a statement, the Federal Health Department says the Home Affairs Department is processing visas for international medical graduates and it's prioritising health workers as a category in general. Also that the government is looking at how to return international students, including medical students, to Australia. And that it will continue investing in programs to attract and retain doctors to work in rural and remote areas, including more opportunities for domestic graduates to work in rural practice earlier in their careers.
Caroline Winter with that report.